You didn't have to call.
We did, but I don't remember carrying it in anything, except maybe we did use a bucket. Oh, yeah, it was a funny kind of bucket. Wider, and it had a large opening, and it had a handle on it, and you can put the coal in it and pour it type thing.
By holding onto that handle?
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
And your other kind of long?
Yeah, yeah. It looks more like a metal basket with the spout.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you called it, what did you call it, a bucket?
I don't remember calling anything but a bucket.
Okay. What do you call a small vehicle that has a little wheel on the front and two things you can put up by here?
Wheelbarrow?
What do you sharpen a knife on? What kind of stone?
Wet stone.
How about this kind that turns around?
The kind that turns around.
You just hold the knife to it.
I can't think of that right off.
Grindstone?
Grindstone, yes.
Okay. If you have a door hinge that's squeaking, what would you have to do to it?
Oil it.
Alright. If something's squeaking on your car, instead of oiling it, you might say you have to
grease it.
Okay. If grease got all over your hands, you'd say my hands are all
greasy.
Alright. What is it that people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
What might you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag, a bottle, and kerosene?
Molotov cocktail. Run that by me again.
All right, it's made out of the same stuff. It is a Molotov cocktail, I think, except you don't throw it, you just burn it. You soak a rag with kerosene and stick it in a bottle.
Except probably use gasoline instead of kerosene. And a Molotov cocktail that you throw.
Oh, okay. Well, have you heard of a lamp like this?
With just a rag and a bottle? Probably not.
That's probably most of the country. Alright, toothpaste comes in, eh?
Tube.
What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
On a small lake? A rowboat?
Alright, does a rowboat have a flat bottom? Or a rounded bottom?
Flat.
Okay, and does it have a pointed or a squared off bow?
Could have either.
Oh, it could? And it'd still be a rowboat in either case?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
If you gotta write your name in ink, you use a
pen.
Alright. What do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Put on?
Yeah, what do you wear outside?
Not long johns.
Outside. Over all your clothes.
Some people wear long johns over their clothes.
Over their clothes?
Thermal underwear.
That's under.
I've seen some guys wear it out too in Minnesota.
You have?
Yeah. Thermal underwear.
What's the more usual thing?
I reckon this whole show. But go ahead.
That's okay. No, it's funny.
What, an overcoat?
Yeah,
what,
just
is, what you're looking for?
Yeah. If you're going to want to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a safety
pin.
A suit. Well, sometimes between your coat and your shirt, you'd wear a little sleeveless thing that matches the coat.
Tie? No.
A sleeveless.
Vest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Soup that you buy usually comes in a
can? Soup?
Yeah, soup or vegetables. In a can, yeah, what kind of can?
Tin.
Alright.
Tin can. But except it's not tin anymore, it's mostly aluminum.
Okay, the tin's whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, a suit consists of a vest, a coat, and
pants.
Are there other words for pants?
Trousers.